The John G. Reilly House, Lemoyne Arts Center, and TLH Art Inc. are all in the running to obtain funding for their projects. TLH Art not only booted out the Big Bend Community Development Corporation, but became the front runner for funding. Roxanne Manning, the executive director of the redevelopment agency, explains why today's shakeup occurred.
The CRA board was listening to public comment. They were also listening to what the Tourist Development Council was saying, and they were very clear in their preference for a performance-based center.
The funding comes from tourist development dollars that were meant for a performing arts center that never got built. The council is looking for a performance-based center for the city, and at 124 West Van Buren Street lies a massive 10,000-square-foot building that is in the heart of Leon County. It's the current home of the Distinguished Young Gentleman. The TLH Arts Group is planning to partner with that organization. TLH Arts' Jake Kiker believes his project has the potential to rejuvenate the old building and turn it into a premier arts facility.
We realized that the kids, which are primarily ages 14 to 18, when we talked about the things that they enjoy doing, they started gravitating really heavily towards audio, visual, podcasts, doing their own music videos, YouTube, things like that. And so it really just evolved from there. And then once we realized we have this much square footage, we could actually do a full-blown performing arts space as well. The idea just continued to evolve, and that's where we're at.
The proposals will be moved to County Commission on Tuesday and then to City Commission on Wednesday. For WFSU News, I'm Anne Marie Welser.